interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
Well, here's an interesting weapon a guy in Tennessee used to try to rob a gas station. He used it after a couple other methods failed. This 26-year-old went into a Shell station at 2 o'clock in the morning Monday and tried to rob the place on the first attempt, and that didn't work. The guy told him to get lost. So 30 minutes, he must not have looked too intimidating. Yeah. 30 minutes later, he walks it back in. He's got a backpack on. He's kind of reaching into that, but that's really not the thing that alarmed the cashier at the gas station. It was the fact that the guy had a giant snake wrapped around his neck and began yelling at the cashier for money. Officers, while this guy was doing this, while this guy was trying to rob this place with the snake around his neck, the cashier called 911 and pulled out his own gun. So here we go. We got a standoff, gun versus snake.
The snake was his weapon.
No, the snake, the cops showed up and they took care of this guy. He did have his only real weapons were a railroad spike and a rock in his backpack that he had. The snake was turned over to animal control. But the sad thing here, though, is now they got to rehabilitate this snake because the snake has been.
Oh, yeah.
All he knows is a world of crime.
He's an accessory, he's an accomplice. He's kind of an unknowing, willing participant, unwilling participant. There's an ad campaign that says, "You're not you when you don't have your sugar fix." And 35-year-old Antonio Rosario was not being himself when he flew into an unhinged rage at a Dunkin' Donuts in New York City. The worker called 911 to say Antonio was demanding 6 pumpkin donuts, John. They only had 5. Antonio wasn't going to settle for 5 pumpkin donuts. They told him, look, there's nothing we can do. We're not going to make another whole batch of pumpkin donuts to round out your order to 6 pumpkin donuts. But that explanation's not working for Antonio. He storms out and comes back with a gun. Thankfully, nobody got hurt, but the cops did show up and arrested him. He had a loaded semi-automatic handgun on him, and now he's facing 7 years in prison, partly because he's a convicted felon and he's not allowed to have a gun, but he served time twice before and once for attempted murder. And so he just pleaded guilty. He'll be sentenced in July over 1 pumpkin donut. He wanted 6. They only had 5. He's doing 7. Put the numbers together.
I didn't hear anything in that story except pumpkin donuts. And now, guess what I want?
The calls you are about to hear are true.
Yes, sir.
Really?
Yes, sir.
No, really. It's Whidbey Island 911. Here's Brad and John.
All right, son, the party's over. Let's have that grenade.
I mean, I think there's still some leftover donuts from Monday down there in the kitchen, but they're not pumpkin. All right, these are some calls that the 911 dispatchers took out there on Whidbey Island in early March. Here, let's get right to this. Sunday, March 3rd, 3 p.m., Highway 20, 911 caller says, "The people across the street are yelling at me." Sunday, March 3rd, 11:25 p.m., Erie Street, 911 caller says, "Someone's doing donuts in the Walmart parking lot."
More donuts.
Sunday, March 3rd, 10:25 p.m., Barrington Drive, 911 caller says, "Whatever happened to that woman who was in court?" Tuesday, March 5th, 8:43 a.m., Glencoe Street, 911 caller asks, "Has anyone seen my boots?" Friday, March 8th, 9:25 p.m., this is Walmart. A 911 caller says, "Kids are being rambunctious and playing football inside the store." And finally, Monday, March 4th, 10:11 a.m., Midway Boulevard, 911 caller says, "I just got hit with a taser in my own apartment."
"I'll call the office, get a couple of black and whites up here to take them in."